The List, written by Fireside Chats 451. Mr. Cully, the principal at my elementary school kept a list of names in his bottom desk drawer. It was one of those rumors you hear from your best friend's brother's neighbor's cousin. Impossible to track and just as impossible to kill. No one was brave enough to ask the grown folks about it, and if we had, they'd just deny it. Adults lie a lot. We learned that fast. I was in third grade when I got called to Mr. Cully's office. I didn't know why, and I'd never been in trouble before. My feet swung above the floor as I took a seat. Mr. Cully's bald head was shiny, and his glasses made his eyes look small. He laced his fingers and looked at me. "Mr. Brown," he said. He always called the kids Miss and Mister. "Do you know why you're here?" I shook my head. Even if I'd known, I was too afraid to speak. "Well," he said, making an effort to sound kind. "It's nothing bad, I promise. I just want to get to know all of my students. Some kids I see every week, not for good reasons, unfortunately. But it means I don't always have time for good kids, so I'm making it right." I nodded. I relaxed a little when he called me a good kid, but it was still intimidating to talk to the principal. "Well," he said, sitting back, "I just want to say that if you ever need help, you can come talk to me. If you're ever bullied or just need someone to listen, even about things that aren't about school, you can talk about troubles at home too." I nodded again. "For example," he said, "if you ever feel like you, want to wear certain clothes," he gave me a pointed look, "or have strange feelings for a friend, or hear that someone else does, you can tell me, understand?" I nodded eagerly. My stomach was tight and I just wanted to leave. "Alright," he said with a sigh. He took a candy from the dish on his desk and gave it to me. "You can go, but remember what I said." I shoved the candy in my pocket and hightailed it out of there. I didn't make the connection until a decade later. The familiar name filled my phone screen, jolting me. Suspect Edmund Cully, killed by police after attack on drag show. I guess Mr. Cully decided a list wasn't good enough. My name is Death, and I feel severely misunderstood. Written by Hotel Entropy. My name is Death. Or at least one of my names is. And I feel severely misunderstood. He was sitting on the edge of the building with that desperate posture I had seen so many times before. And like all those others, despite that, he stared in awe when I appeared next to him.
"Are you?"
"Yes," I answered calmly. His shoulders slumped down a bit more.
"I didn't think
that Death would be a young woman," I replied before he could even finish the question. Again, one I had heard many times before. He gave a nod, staring out in front of him.
not sure if I actually want to do this.
This caught me by surprise a bit. Normally, by the time I arrived, everything was pretty much set in stone. Or that's what I expected from this poor lad, at least.
Oh, I let out. Well, that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I have a daughter, you know, and maybe I can find another job.
He seemed to be giving himself a pep talk rather than speaking to me. I nodded slowly, not really saying anything.
Then again, she doesn't even want to speak to me.
Again, I nodded.
True. And, God, I don't know. There's a chance things could improve, right?
He looked at me with tired eyes. Now I was starting to feel slightly annoyed as he took his phone out of his pocket and put it down next to him, his hands shaking too much to hold on to it. I didn't have all the time in the world, you know.
I could try to give her a last call, or maybe my ex-wife, or I can't, I don't know.
Suddenly, however, he disappeared from the ledge as his screams echoed between the buildings, until I heard that all too familiar thud that meant that it was over. Too bad, though. He was pretty cute. I took his phone and scrolled through it, looking for the Reddit app. There, I quickly found the conversations between our accounts. No use 87 and death underscore. And I deleted all of it. No one should find the messages where I told them what was best, even when and where. Happy with the result, I started making my way down, pulling out the fake tears I had become a pro at by this point. I had to make it believable when I told them that I had tried to stop him, but he simply wouldn't listen. For you see, they simply wouldn't understand. He's free from all his burdens now, like many before him. Sometimes they just need a little push. How to Live 9 Lives, written by Spratus underscore Spratus. Everyone knows that cats have 9 lives, but how to live them all? Personally, my first life was short. I was born on the street and soon after froze with my family. The second life, I adventured around the fields of a village until a snake constricted me into my third life. And then I was given as a present to a young girl whom I chose to call Brightheart. She gave me everything I could have wished for, and eventually allowed me to die of old age. I wasn't immediately ready to move on from her, so my fourth life I spent in hiding, pretending to be a shadow of a clock tower. In my fifth life, I decided to find the best sleeping place. Carpet, windowsill, cardboard box, all good. But the best, I thought, was the laundry basket. Until the day I was accidentally thrown in the washing machine, along with the laundry. My sixth life I spent mostly with other cats, until this sweet old man allowed me to move in with him. I called him Gentle Claw. But one day, he died and nobody noticed. There was no one left to open the door for me. And then I was born into this farm with lots of other cats. Everything was really dirty and Everyone was sick. Then people came to take some of us somewhere, and I don't know where it was, but I was relieved into my eighth life with a gentle poison. I don't really want to talk about my eighth life, but for the ninth, I retired at a fishing dock. Laid all day in the sun, waiting for the fishermen, and in the evening, I got all the fish and the scratchings I could ask for. Everyone knows that cats have 9 lives, and it's true, we do. But there is a 10th life that only we cats know about. Our 10th life, we spend traveling back to our true masters, to the center of the universe, deeper than what humans call hell, darker than what humans call a void, to our masters whom a human brain cannot process without breaking, the devourers of existence who will gift our 10th life with eternal abundance by their side, as a reward for good service. My master asks me, like he's asked many cats before, "Tell me what you have found. Show me lives to feast on and souls to drink. Show me shadows to infiltrate and suns to shrink. Show me everything I can destroy, and I will eternally cherish you." And like all cats before me, I lie. "Forgive me, master. I have found you none of that." "Foolish scout, there is no forgiveness for uselessness." I close my eyes as he opens his mouth to swallow me into oblivion. And as the last thing before handing over my eternal 10th life, I want to thank you all for allowing me to be part of your beautiful world. I wish you all a life worth dying for. If you enjoyed these stories, please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and also leave a rating and review on your respective podcast platform. Also, please give me a follow on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok at The Scarecast, where you can connect with me and also get updates whenever I release an episode. Or reach out to just say hey or give me some feedback. Everything would be much appreciated. As always, please be safe out there, and until next time.